This is Chris Josephs. He's come up with an app called Iris. His business is Iris Social Investments, and he's got an app that charts the stock buys and sells of famous people. Chris, you're on WGN Radio. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Excited to kind of unlock the opportunity for everyone else.
Well, is that a fair description? Tell me about your app. How does it work? What does it do?
Yeah, so we essentially what Iris is, it's a broker-agnostic social investing app that lets friends, families, and kind of anyone connect their current brokerages and follow the trades and portfolios of others in real time. So if you trade in Robinhood or Fidelity or whatever, you connect it to Iris, you can follow your friends' trades and then get notified when they do trade. It kind of introduces a social and a transparent element to investing that has never really been around before an app like this.
So it could be my friends. It could be just if my brother makes good investments, he and I could agree that I would follow his investments?
Exactly, yep. So right now what it is a pure social form right now. You don't make trades on Iris, but if you are in a group chat with your buddies, the two questions that always occur is, when are you buying? And if you're buying, like, should I listen to you? Are you good or are you not? So it lets you see if your brother is good. And if your brother is good, whenever he makes a trade, you get a little push notification to your phone. And you can say, hey, maybe I want to make that trade with him. Or he's actually horrible at trading. I'm not going to copy him. So that's where we are right now.
Is this individual equities?
Coming,
is this individual stocks or is it mutual fund investments, that sort of thing?
It's currently just individual stocks, crypto, and options, but we will be looking into other asset classes later on once we build out the team.
EFTs maybe as well. I mean, boy, there's a whole world out there that people invest in, and always, boy, there's like a, what's the equivalent to fear of missing out, FOI, fear of investing out or something. But then how are you able
exactly.
But in the scenario you've described, it would seem both parties agree to share. I don't know that Nancy Pelosi wants us sticking our nose in her business. How do you have Nancy Pelosi's stock portfolio?
Yeah, so it's funny. The Nancy Pelosi's, these famous people, Michael Burry is another one that he was the one that shorted the stock market back in the financial crisis. But the idea centered on pretty much came out because these politicians and these famous people, they have to publicly explain and file their trades whenever they make them. For politicians, it's 45 days after they make that trade. But I thought it was fun and a kind of clever idea to see, hey, if these politicians are allowed to trade stocks, which, I mean, you can argue they shouldn't, but they currently can, they probably know and they probably have better ideas and better financial advisors than the everyday person. So why not create an account that buys what Nancy Pelosi buys when she files it and everyone can kind of see what these smart people and these politicians are investing all in real time.
Yeah.
So the way that that portfolio works is whenever she files, we go in and we buy the same stock on her Iris account, and then everyone gets notified when she files so that you don't miss out. And she's been pretty good. We call her the stock queen of the of the markets these days.
Why? How's how is her portfolio doing?
So we launched the portfolio back in July. And even since buying those stocks, which were months after she bought them,
right,
her portfolio right now is up 30% since I opened it back in July. And she owns the big names like Tesla, Google, AB, CrowdStrike was a big one. She has Roblox. But she's been like 9 for 9 this year. But all stocks are up. But she's just – it's fun to see her because – controversial. You can kind of create some buzz around it, and it's just fun.
Well, you're right, though. Google, Anheuser-Busch, Tesla, it doesn't take a genius to guess that maybe beer, electric cars, and the internet would be popular these days. But
Yep. But
you also note that her husband is a fund manager, right? A hedge fund manager?
Yes.
So are you implying that maybe not only does Nancy Pelosi maybe have some inside information via her husband, but she can also pass favorable legislation to abet her stocks, to aid her stocks?
Yeah, and we obviously don't know. You can't prove anything like that, but it's not too hard to connect the dots between her husband buys a lot of Tesla stock, and then a month and a half later, legislation gets passed that the entire country is trying to go to pure EV. So Tesla's an obvious buy. A lot of people buy Tesla, so it's not out of the ordinary. But when it continues happening, another one was her husband bought Microsoft, and then a month and a half after her husband bought Microsoft, the U.S. government comes out with a contract to buy $2 billion worth of goggles or something for a Jedi program with Microsoft. I don't know if she would know anything about that. She probably wouldn't, but it raises eyebrows when you see it. And then my brother, you know, who's an investment banker, like, can't even buy individual stocks, while the Speaker of the House, his husband, can manage millions. It's a bit hypocritical. So we take advantage of that.
Are you following are you charting other politicians as well?
We will be. We currently don't, just because of the bandwidth of our team right now. But we looked into Mitch McConnell. We looked into a couple other people, and they don't buy at the same frequency that Nancy Pelosi's husband does, mainly because her husband is a hedge fund manager. There's been a lot of obvious news around, I think back when COVID started, a couple politicians bought and sold some stuff.
Yeah, right.
And it's ridiculous how they are allowed to do that. But we do plan to chart more people, and we plan to automate a lot of it as well, so that you can just literally go into IRIS. We'll have a little section of people that you probably should follow. We'll literally name it that.
Yeah,
we'll just have them all right there.
If you want, I'll give you all of my stock picks, and then just make the arrow go down, and people will know, oh, John bought these. Let's stay away from them. That would be...
Yeah. If that's what you need, we could set up a little inverse portfolio of your picks.
Exactly. Here's the loser portfolio. Okay, well, good luck to you, Chris. Maybe we'll check in again down the road. Chris Josephs is the co-founder of Iris Social Investment App. Just search Iris on the App Store, and there you go. Chris, thanks for your time. Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day.
To all of us.